Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. What do you get when you pull together a mystery, a mother-daughter relationship on the rocks, and a cross-country adventure? Pieces of Her, the new Netflix saga starring Emmy Award winner Toni Collette. Executive producer and director Minky Spiro joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also ahead, Power Book 4 and The Penguin Move Forward, breaking news on both situations. Double re-dip for another Netflix newbie, our classic trivia question, a faster track for TV transformation, and we remember Mork and Mindy's father figure, Conrad Janis. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on Amazon Music, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Reason, and Burble. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to good stuff whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. 35 degrees, raining on and off at the top of the hour here in New York. And on this Wednesday afternoon, we welcome you to a special edition of the program about TV's current and future. Fantastic guests coming your way in the hour ahead, and we invite you to be part of the program. As always, what do you do to be involved? Pick up the phone and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. And we've got our chat room open and in business for you. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room either way. You're interactive with us. While the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk speaker, TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. The executive producer and director of Pieces of Her on Netflix, Minky Spiro, will join us live, we believe, from London after these news notes. 3 weeks into its rookie Netflix season, Vikings Valhalla has notched a pickup for seasons 2 and 3. Credit that outcome to a consistent spot on the service's top 10 list of programming. Season 2 production is over, with 8 new episodes playing next year. Season 3, with Jeb Stuart back as executive producer and showrunner, starts filming this spring. Music impresario Clive Davis, whose roster of iconic talent runs from Janis Joplin to Alicia Keys, will headline a 4-episode Paramount Plus miniseries that begins March 23rd. Most Iconic Performances, that's the name of the program, will mix performance and interview sequences with the likes of Paul Simon, the Bee Gees, Ray Charles, Carole King, and Bruce Springsteen. Davis will host and co-executive produce the miniseries. Independent TV and movie maker A24 acquired $225 million in new investment this morning. Stripes is the lead organization in this funding round, with founder Ken Fox joining A24's board. A24's TV output includes HBO's Emmy-winning drama series Euphoria, now its second season, with Zendaya in the lead. Now some quickies, and we begin with not one but two breaking news stories. First, Power, Book 4, Fourth, has been renewed for a second season. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson was on the social media earlier this week, very upset that the show was not renewed following its blockbuster opening episode in terms of viewership last month. Now it has been. And HBO Max has announced that they will do a miniseries based on the classic Batman character, the Penguin, with Colin Farrell so memorable in the recent movie The Batman, now one of the top grossing films of the year in the movie houses. He will be playing that role in a miniseries form. And yes, Matt Reeves, the director of The Batman, will be involved in this miniseries on HBO Max as an executive producer. CBS and Paramount Plus will simulcast the annual Tony Awards for the first time live to all time zones June 12th. The two Paramount units split Tony coverage last year, and Paramount Plus will carry the first hour of this year's presentation exclusively. Last year they did the first 2 hours, CBS did the second two. Long-awaited Peacock miniseries Angeline, with Emily Rossum in the title role, will premiere on May 19th. Apple TV Plus will present Season 2 of Emmy and Peabody-winning animated series Stillwater next Friday. Look for 7 new episodes, including an Earth Day special on April 15th. And INSP has a Saturday afternoon special set to run on May 7th. Buffalo Keepers documents preservation efforts to save the annual from extinction during the 19th century. Again, the show is called Buffalo Keepers. It's an ISP special, and it will run on May 7th. And that is news notes for today. We are awaiting the executive producer and director of the new Netflix series, Pieces of Her, starring Toni Collette. Minky Spiro will be joining us live shortly. Nikki, if you can hear us, give us a call, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see you're ready to go, we will have you. In the meantime, let's go forward and do our classic trivia question of the week. We have two prizes in play. We introduced the question on this past Monday show. And those prizes are, speaking of Netflix, the new series, new cookbook based on the popular Netflix unscripted series Nailed It. And we added a new prize this week, and that's the 20th anniversary Blues Clues notepad. That's the Blues Clues 20th anniversary notepad from Nickelodeon. Here's the question. What was game show host Jeff Edwards' first game show? What was game show host Jeff Edwards' first game show? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you're first with the correct answer, you win. Once again, the question, what was Jeff Edwards' first game show? By the way, his resume includes The New Treasure Hunt, Jackpot, and The New Chain Reaction. So again, if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Make sure you enclose your name and your mailing address. And if you're first with the correct answer, you'll win both of our prizes, the Nailed It Cookbook from Netflix and the Blues Clues 20th Anniversary Notepad from Nickelodeon. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's a UBC Simon TWBT. So in order to win, you got to play in. So do so, and all the very best. All right, we are awaiting Mickey Spiro from Pieces of Her from that Netflix series, which premiered last week, starring Emmy Award winner Toni Collette. You may remember her from The United States of Tara, a popular series on Showtime, one of the most unique performances to win the Emmy Award in recent years at the time. And Mickey, if you hear us, give us a call, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see that you're ready to go, we will put you on the air. In the meantime, we're going to do something we were hoping to do for the second half of the show. We'll do it on the. We'll start on the first half, and then when Mickey comes on, we'll stop and come back to it later. I wanted to invite you to do a little connect the dots exercise. And it's a connect the dots exercise that has a purpose. And the purpose is to give you a great sense of how fast the transformation of television is going. And by transformation of TV, what I'm talking about is to see viewership going from broadcast television and cable television and your local broadcast station to smart TV sets, smart devices, mega content services like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Crackle, Paramount Plus, Topic, HBO Max, BET Plus, et cetera, et cetera. And multi-channel bundles that go through smart TV sets and devices, such as Tubi, Zumo, Pluto TV, Philo TV, and so on. So first, think about this. Have you noticed that so far this television season, when you watch CBS, you're told in promos you can watch the program on both CBS and Paramount Plus at the same time? Or, and you're watching NBC programming in prime time, it's presented live or next day on NBC and Peacock. If you're watching a show on Fox, it gets promoted that you can see the show in prime time on Fox when it premieres, and then the next day on Hulu or on Tubi, their multi-channel bundle. And in the case of ABC, not yet in terms of what you can do, although some of the shows end up later on Hulu or another mega content service. And the CW showcases its programming on the CW app or on other smart TV sets, smart devices, whether it's Netflix or someplace else. And you know that's happening more and more and more and more and more. Well, lately, these developments have gotten on a faster track, particularly in the last couple of days. For example, on Monday night, one of the most popular award shows for decades on broadcast television, the Academy of Country Music Awards, was not on broadcast television this year. It was on Monday night on Amazon, and that's the only place you could find it. And some of the musical highlights have now been put into a special running on Amazon's ad-supported service, IMDb TV. Also, yesterday, actually also on Monday, it was announced that Samsung smart TV sets are now offering an exclusive new channel from Tennis Channel. That's right, Tennis Channel, the cable and multicast service from Sinclair. It's called T2, and it offers more tennis coverage and also coverage of other racket sports exclusively on Samsung smart TV sets in what they call a fast or free advertiser-supported channel. And again, this is exclusive on smart TV sets from Samsung. And by the way, Samsung is already saying that they may have more such services to come. All right, we're going to stop the commentary right now because joining us live in an interview exclusive, we believe from London, England, the executive producer and director of not only Pieces of Her, but also one of the top directors of Episodic TV on both sides of the pond. Listen to some of her credits. Barry, Better Call Saul, Downton Abbey, Call of the Midwife, which, by the way, starts its 11th year on TBS on Sunday nights in 2 weeks. The Peabody Award-winning Jessica Jones, and in recent years, two of the most important miniseries of that time. And we're talking about The Plot Against America on HBO and Fosse Vernon on FX. And did we just lose Minky? Minky, if we just got you, some reason you got dropped, give us a call back, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see that you're on the line, we will bring you back. For some reason, she was on the line and popped off. So, Minky, give us a call back, 646-652-2906. As soon as I see you're on the line, we will put you right back on. And in the meantime, I want to let all of you know that this is the second of three episodes of Tomorrow Be Televised that we will be doing. And our next episode is Friday. And coming up next Monday, we got a big 90-minute episode for you. We've got the creators and executive producers of the all-BLK comedy series Millennials, Rugg and Owen Williams. They will be joining us, and their new second season of episodes begins in 2 weeks. Then, as promised, we will have the chief executive officer of the new smart TV plumbing service based here in New York, Gaia TV Network, Tara Merchant. And finally, if you remember the Victory Garden, Crockett's Victory Garden for many, many years on PBS from WGH in Boston. Well, PBS has a brand new garden series. It's called Garden Fit. You'll meet the host and executive producers, Madeline Hooper and Jeff Hughes. It's all coming on Monday, 90 edition of Tomorrow Be Televised, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. All right. We're still awaiting Minky Spiro from Pieces of Her to join us. Follow Pieces of Her you can find on Netflix, on smart TV sets and smart devices. For more details about the promo online, Netflix.com. It's Netflix.com. All right, so while we wait for Minky to get back, let's finish up that commentary I had. So, again, I've given you some dots to connect here. And, by the way, the latest dot is the news that CBS and Paramount Plus will be simulcasting the Tony Awards coming up this June, back in its regular time of day. Last year was on late summer with Paramount running the first 2 hours and CBS the second 2 hours, holding off the final major awards for that two-hour presentation. If you haven't heard the news notes of the few moments ago, CBS and Paramount Plus will simulcast the entire ceremony live. Well, CBS and Paramount Plus will simulcast the ceremony live to all time zones in June, with Paramount Plus getting the first hour exclusively and then joining CBS for the remaining 2 hours. It'll be a three-hour telecast. I believe it's going to be from 7 to 10 or 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. So the bottom line is this. More and more and more and more, it is becoming very, very clear that the powers that be in television are making a big bet that you are going to be viewing your television by smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Oh, one other thing we should point out is that Peacock has been, actually, two more things we should point out. Number one, Peacock, of course, became the de facto home of the Winter Olympic Games last month on NBC to present through NBC Universal. Peacock was the place where you could find all the activity live or on replay, showcased by sport, by nation, by athlete. You could play the games any way you wanted to. Now, two more parts of that puzzle, two more dots to connect. Number one, if you haven't heard the news, Apple TV, during their event yesterday, their technology showcase event, which was virtual, announced at the very end This year, they will be launching a Friday night baseball presentation, doubleheader games each Friday night during the regular season on Apple TV+. What's more, they will do a special live look-in show, and they'll also do pre- and post-game coverage. Now, of course, we have to wait and see what happens with the baseball situation. Latest is that the players and the owners are supposed to meet later today to see if they can finally get the season underway rather than not cancel more games. But when the season resumes, Apple TV Plus will launch this Friday night baseball series, doubleheaders, throughout the regular season. And let's not forget that coming up this fall, no matter what, Amazon will be taking over Thursday night baseball for broadcast television and cable. So no longer on Fox or CBS and NFL Network. It's going to be all on Amazon. And we should hear pretty soon who the play-by-play and the commentator and the production crew for that series will be. When you connect all these dots that I've just shared over the last 10 minutes or so, what is very clear, as I said, is that there's a bet being made here. And the bet is that you, the viewer, are going to, in not so slow fashion, really more rapid fashion, you're going to make smart TV sets, smart TV devices, mega content services, programming bundles, your way, your primary way to watch television. And broadcast TV and cable TV will be the also-ran, the second-class citizen, the alternative. And maybe, just maybe, not that usable an alternative. Again, that's the bet. We'll have to see. And what's really interesting is that in this decade, where it looks like we are going to have the rise and the permanence of interactive television, explosion of TV programming, we're certainly getting it now, especially with the pandemic apparently coming to an end in most of the country, if not all. And the success of these bundles, and the fact that most of these bundles are not going to be ad-supported, which will mean you will pay less a month for them, latest news being Disney Plus. And even Netflix is now saying, maybe never say never. Maybe we will go ad, we will do an ad-supported tier. Again, you connect all these dots, and it's becoming very clear that the game is on to have smart TV sets, smart devices, multi-channel bundles be your primary or the way you watch television. Will it end up that way? Guess what? It's up to you. Very much up to you. All right, we are still awaiting Miki Spiro, the executive producer and director of Pieces of Her, the Netflix series starring Emmy Award winner Toni Collette. We're still awaiting her to come on. Miki, if you can hear us or someone from Netflix can hear us, connect Miki to us, and we want to hear. So as soon as I see the array to go on, we will put you on. We'll give you a few more minutes to have you on. And if not, we'll have to call things short and try again maybe to have you on our show Friday. In the meantime, once again, let's try the classic trivia question of the week that just come in. Here's that question again. What was Jeff Edwards' first game show? What was Jeff Edwards, very popular game show host in the 1970s, 80s, 90s, what was Jeff Edwards' first game show? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Make sure you enclose your name and where you're from, your mailing address with your email. Don't forget, we have two prizes now in play. We have the Nailed It Cookbook from Netflix, based on the popular unscripted series, and the Blue's Clues 25th Anniversary Notepad from Nickelodeon. Once again, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, post the question tomorrow morning on social media, specifically Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's at UBC Simon, TWBT. And don't forget, if you're a previous winner, you're not eligible. We're looking for newbies. And let's see what happens. So let's see if we can have at least one winner this month. And we await your answers. So get them in. Get in the game today. And, of course, all the very best. All right, we're going to give Minky two more minutes to come through. And if she can't come through for whatever the reason, we will reschedule her for either our show tomorrow or sometime on one of our episodes next week. And in the meantime, I want to let you know, while we have a moment, two other things we want to get into. First of all, we learned today that someone who carried on the tradition of understanding father figures in situation comedy passed away on March 1st, Conrad Janis. You know, when television sitcoms, situation comedy, started in the early 1950s, the father was usually portrayed as a bumbler. You know, you knew he was always going to get in trouble. There was Stu Irwin in The Trouble with Father. There was William Bendix, The Life of Riley. It was always the bumbler. There was Paul Hartman in Pride of the Family. That was a show that brought Natalie Wood early TV fame before she became a big movie star in her teens. And then Robert Young changed things by being the understanding Jim Anderson on the popular series and award-winning series Father Knows Best. And since that time, sitcoms have had a parade of understanding fathers, people like William Shalit playing Patty Duke's father, or Dennis Weaver playing the father of an orphan in Kentucky Jones, and on and on and on. Conrad Janis fit that bill in the late 1970s opposite Robin Williams and Pam Dawber in Mork and Mindy, playing Pam Dawber's father. And he was a really terrific actor. He was naturally talented. He was also a wonderful trombonist. A couple of times played with the Tonight Show Band during the Johnny Carson years. And Conrad was an actor, actually, and had a very long career in acting, both in movies and television. Actually had his first, I understand, movie role when he was in his teens. Conrad was the co-star in Mork and Mindy for all four seasons of that ABC series. Got to know Robin Williams and Jonathan Winters very well. And he passed away on March 1st from heart failure in his 90s. Knowing, watching Conrad, even in reruns, can't believe it was 90s. But he had a very long and wonderful life. And like I said, he fit the father figure character very, very well. And he will be missed. The other thing I want to share with you is today was the big day of Tony B's Media Fest, the pre-South by Southwest virtual event taking place starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time. And it was your truly's pleasure to be one of the guests virtually in his event. So congratulations, Tony. Thank you again for the opportunity part of your event. And if you want to check it out, and there's still an opportunity to check it out because his festival, I believe, is going on until 5 or 6 o'clock Eastern Time, go to TonyBMediaGroup.com. It's Tony B Media Group for all the information. And thank you, Tony, for providing the replay of that event. Really appreciate it. I had the opportunity to take my segment with him a few weeks ago, and it was a wonderful, wonderful pleasure. And I hope we'll have Tony B back on the program down the road. So once again, if you want to check out Tony B's Media Fest, still going on virtually, pre-South by Southwest, go to TonyBMediaGroup.com. It's TonyBMediaGroup.com. Well, I'm sorry to say that for whatever the deal, Minky Spiro could not be with us on today's program, the executive producer and director of Pieces of Her, which is running on Netflix. We will reschedule her if we can for either our episode Friday or for one of our episodes next week. In the meantime, you can catch Pieces of Her with Emmy Award winner Toni Collette and other wonderful people. By the way, Charlotte Stroud is the executive producer and showrunner. It's based on a novel by Karen Slore, who incidentally is also an executive producer. Incidentally, another one of the executive producers, another one of the top episodic directors of all time in television, Leslie Lincoln Glatter. She was one of the directors. She got a break, I believe, with an episode of Amazing Stories or Two. She has done Mad Men. She has done. She won the Emmy Award for Homeland. She's done a lot of great shows over her career and still at it as one of the top episodic TV directors in the tube. And she also is one of the executive producers of this series, Pieces of Her. Again, Pieces of Her running on Netflix, available on smart TV sets and smart devices all over the place. And for more details online, Netflix.com. That's Netflix.com. So thank you all for tuning in today. We're sorry that Nikki could be with us. We will reschedule her. We'll find out what the breakdown was. We will reschedule her either for our show Friday or one of our episodes next week or the week after. We will be back on Friday at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. And we will announce our guests hopefully tomorrow on Facebook and Twitter. And then coming up on Monday, we will have a big 90-minute episode for you. Our guest, the creative executive producer of the popular All BLK series, Millennials, starting season 2 next week, Rugg and Owen Williams. Yahoo TV Network Chief Executive Officer Tara Merchant reset from this past Friday. And from the new PBS series, Garden Fit, the executive producers and co-hosts, Madeline Hooper and Jeff Hughes. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And, of course, check out our podcasts. They're available 24/7 at iHeartRadio's Podcast Network, Verbal, Reason, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music, which, by the way, you can now get Amazon Music on Vizio Smart TV sets. Also, before we go, I want to let you know that Karen Slaughter is a brand new audiobook that's available through audible.com. It's called False Witness. And if you want to find out more about that and get a one-month trial to audible.com, just go to audibletrial.com/televised. Remember, audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. Over 250,000 titles to choose from. List them on any device, whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, and any of our podcast destinations. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audio book, that one-month trial, great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com, and health and wellness information while the supply lasts. If you're an Amazon Prime member, two audiobooks will come your way. One of them, your choice from the growing catalog of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio productions and podcast series, best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater, great one-woman, one-man shows, and so much more. So get a chance to listen to the good stuff and find out how Audible.com can transform the way you or someone you know hears the world. For all details, go to audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. Makes a great gift for you or someone you love. We love hearing from you. What do you think about our commentary today about the Fast TV transformation track and maybe other things about the world of television that you want to talk about, where it's at and where it's going? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Make sure you enclose your name and where you're from. That's taking involved in our classic trivia question. And also, if there's a show you like that doesn't get enough attention from anybody else, we want to give it the attention. We do it in our regular feature called The Show to Know. But we have to hear from you, and if we do, you get the credit. So simonapple04 is how you get in touch at yahoo.com. And you can also find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Facebook, LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. This is UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to be in, you got to win, and we love to hear from you. So if you do respond, either way, email or social media, we do respond back to you within 24 hours. And as we always like to say around here, we do that because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not, say, those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toews, BTR's general manager, Jay Steinberg is head of content. Website services are provided by On Podium, the Internet's new podcast outpost. For details, go to onpodium.com. Guitarist Bakus is our web coordinator. Tomorrow Televised is brought to you by Audible.com, the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world. Listen to the good stuff now with a one-month trial at audibletrial.com/televised. Makes a great gift for you or anyone you know any time of the year. For Tomorrow Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your midweek. We are back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, and all of our podcast destinations. Whatever you're up to now and then, please make it safe and great. If you haven't been vaccinated, see your doctor, check your medical situation, find out about the antiviral pills and other treatments you can take right now around the country, and then make a great choice, your choice. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.